Well, joining me now on the show is my good friend Chris Dudley. Christine Dudley is director of the Illinois Film Office, and thank you for braving the marathon misdirection to be able to get into the studio today.
Anybody ever tells me I need to run a marathon, just to make sure that I dissuade them of that notion. My goodness, those people are healthy.
Well, and it probably was like running a marathon to get into the studio today.
It was, but we're here, and that's all good.
That's good. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and the reason I wanted to have you on is, you know, we talked about kind of the state of the overall Illinois economy and always looking for, you know, ways to improve the job climate and things like that. And it just seems, as I said before you got here, that you can walk almost on any corner in Chicago and there is film or TV production going on. And this is, this is a big industry in the state.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on, Rick. I really appreciate the opportunity. And you're absolutely correct. In an environment where sometimes we're not always hearing good news, the news about film and television and commercial production is good news. We're growing. It's a growing industry. Last year alone, we calculated, because the data that we collect in the film office, $330 million in a direct spend into the Illinois economy, and that was equaling about 11,372 job hires. So, you know, when you look at those kind of numbers, you see that there's growth, and but there's also room for improvement. We're in the top 10 of the states that have robust filming production, and we were named one of the top five by Movie Maker Magazine. Chicago was for filming. So it's a lot of good news happening, but there's a lot more to do.
Is there a thing where it's almost like word of mouth, where there's a production company that comes in and either they're sustaining or they had a, you know, making a movie and everything worked out, that there's good word of mouth that goes and passes along in the industry?
Well, it's a kind of a two-step process. Really, the film tax credit incentives are really the driving force on all film production. In Canada, roughly 30 years ago, the tax incentive notion came to pass. And
that's why they used to use Toronto to
exactly.
Make it look like it was Chicago.
Yeah, and the film Chicago was really kind of the point where people went, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on? Why is all this production going up to Toronto? So we're one of 34 states that has a film tax credit. And that is really the driving force in studio production. What happens, though, if you don't do a good job, to your point, if they don't have a good experience, then, you know, problems could ensue and you could not be on the list. That being said, what has happened here is the ecosystem has grown onto itself and it's becoming more and more self-contained. So we're very fortunate to have four NBC broadcast television programs, the Chicago series.
Yes, the Chicago
and
series.
And as I always say fondly, I light a candle to Dick Wolf every morning. the fourth one is filming now and will be coming on air in January. And then Fox, 20th Century Fox, has really made a strong investment in Illinois. But the new news is that the online carriers of original content, such as Amazon and Netflix, are now putting a footprint down in Illinois.
And I was going to ask you about that, because that's kind of the new growth area.
Yeah, and that's the thing about television, commercial, and TV and film production. There are so many. There are over 400 platforms, original content. Netflix announced $11 billion in terms of investment for original content a couple of weeks ago. So there's nowhere to go but up, because there's so many places to go, and you have to have content, you have to have production. And we're seeing that. I'm very pleased to talk about Patriot. For the listeners out there, if you have Amazon or Amazon Prime, the actual pilot is online right now, and it's written by a local writer and director, Steve Conrad. The pilot was filmed in Canada, but Steve convinced Amazon to come to Chicago and Illinois to film the series. And they just wrapped here in Illinois. They're overseas doing some other work right now. But it's a wonderful program. I really enjoyed the pilot. The good news is, I guess, is that it's not about Chicago and it's not about Illinois. We are just the production area for it. And they utilized so much, not just of Chicago, but the suburban communities, for their filming. The storyline is based in Milwaukee, Washington, D.C., Belgium, Luxembourg. And we had it all for them so they could create that environment for filming. And a lot of local individuals involved in the production. Really a very locally driven opportunity. And I think we're going to hope that everybody watches so we get another season out of it.
Well, I know Chicago is kind of a hub, and that's what everybody thinks of Chicago-centrically about this. But, I mean, there is other filming and activities going on in the rest of the state as well.
Absolutely. And again, you know, Chicago will always remain that focal point because of the production facilities and what's called the 30-mile zone, TMZ. And that's where union shows, there's a borderline for the 30-mile zone indicates for the union contracts what becomes overtime and so forth and so on. I won't get into all the details because, quite frankly, that's between the productions and their contracts. But at the end of the day, they are using a lot. We just worked with a film that's potentially coming here the other day, and they were looking for a pine forest. So they were up in northwest Illinois the other day.
Around Galena area.
Just south of Rockford, actually. Mm-hmm. Scouting that opportunity. We've had a lot of requests for Champaign. And to that end, I'd like to give a shout out to Champaign. The Champaign Visitors Bureau, Convention and Visitors Bureau, is doing a lot to attract film and commercial development to that community, and they've formed their own film office. Obviously, it's not a branch of state government, but they are bringing the entire community and the entire county together to make it very film-friendly for permitting, for opportunities, for locations. So we're working in partnership with them, and we hope to expand that with other conventions.
How did that initiative come out? Because it seems like a new way of looking at things.
Some very industrious entrepreneurs, and quite frankly, film and television production is the ultimate entrepreneurial adventure. You take a word on a piece of paper, and you create magic from it, and all that goes into doing that. Champaign, obviously, is a thriving creative arts community because of the university, but there's a wonderful production facility down there, and a gentleman named Brett Hayes and his partner, and they thought that this would make a good sense given the infrastructure that they have, given the locations that they have, and given the opportunity for students, and that's a very big and important part of what we try to do at the film office is to grow the industry from cradle to grave, if you will, making sure that we're retaining those students who are coming here for education or are in the film schools. And the community came together. It took them about a year to put this program together. And actually, BMW filmed a commercial there that aired on the Super Bowl. During the Olympics, excuse me. So they are having some success. It's a partnership, and indeed, and of course, our counterparts at the Chicago Film Office, are amazing. They've been around for over 30 years, and they are, so busy every day. But collaboratively, we look at also the education piece. And I, again, want to point out that that's very important. Chicago Film Office recently initiated a filmmaker-in-residence program. And that is a next step in, again, developing that next generation or that independent film that is so important to the creative arts economy and just to the creative arts.
We're speaking with Christine Dudley. She is the director of the Illinois Film Office. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin.
This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
Welcome back to the Sunday Spin on this beautiful Sunday morning in downtown Chicago. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in Tribune Tower on Michigan Avenue. And joining me here in the studio is Christine Dudley, my friend and director of the Illinois Film Office. And we're talking about a bright spot in Illinois' economy, the booming industry of film, TV, commercial, video, digital, multi-platform content making, as it were, in Chicago and in Illinois. And Chris, you mentioned about the key element is that tax credit that exists. Could you explain exactly what that is?
Without getting too far into the weeds, Rick, because it is a statutory program. And the thing, the folks who put the tax credit together, and again, going back to my earlier comment that there was runaway production and most production was moving to the Northland of Canada. The incentive here in Illinois is very specific to Illinois. So therefore, an individual, a production, makes an application to my office. And they have to, there's certain qualifications that they have to meet. And one of them is what we call lovingly the but-for clause. But for the incentive, they could film it elsewhere. And that is to indicate that they, you know, the incentive is necessary for this particular production. They then have to produce the commercial, the TV show, or the film, spend all the money, and the qualified expenses that are part of the incentive are only Illinois spend. So only goods and services spent in Illinois, and only salaries for individual Illinois residents up to $100,000. So it's really based on production crew. We're not, you know, Taraji P. Henson's salary or, you know, Terrence Howard or, you know, Taylor Kinney's salaries are not part of that package. It's about Illinois jobs, Illinois and Illinois services. And what we're seeing as a result of that is that the ecosystem outside of those productions is growing. Yesterday, I was over at Abel Cine, which is a camera company. They put a very strong footprint here. It's the services to the productions. You're also seeing Panavision's coming back, for example. They haven't been here for a while with a full-scale opportunity, you know. So the ecosystem, these are businesses that are not only servicing the industry, they're paying taxes, they have employees, you know, they're living in the community. And, you know, so the multiplier is really growing as a result of the incentive, which is just for the production piece.
It's like suppliers. It's part of a supply
exactly.
chain.
I mean, I'd love to be the lumber guy. I mean, but, and that's, you know, the other piece of our incentive is, that we're the only state that requires a diversity plan. And the diversity plan means when you apply for the tax credit, you have to provide us with a plan to show us that you are going to be giving best faith efforts to hire a diverse crew, production crew, and front office staff. And that includes women and minorities. We have seen, again, the growth within since the this part of the incentive was initiated, we've seen a tremendous amount of growth. This year alone, in looking at the reports and the data, 49% of 49% of crew and front office staff is in the diverse column. So we're, you know, with all the talk in Hollywood about diversity, Illinois is, I think, at the forefront, and we've had discussions with other states and productions, and I think it's just a really strong component of the program, and it also again plays into the whole idea of growing the industry through education and through the opportunity for folks to have jobs in a really exciting growth area.
Well, and you mentioned the education component, and part of me wonders when you look at some of these jobs. I mean, we hear all the time about employers needing a skilled workforce. I mean, are the workers there in Illinois to meet, you know, an increased demand?
Yeah, no, and I think anybody who's looking to get in, you know, you start in various, you know, as a production assistant possibly, which is what, by the way, this is one of my favorite stories, and Bob Iger, the CEO of Walt Disney, started out as a production assistant in Ithaca, New York. I mean, you know, it's obviously he went on to a very successful career, but there are career paths for that. Over hundreds of people are involved in the production of a television show. I was on the set of Chicago Fire filming their 100th episode, by the way.
Wow.
Very excited about that. And just sitting and watching and reading what's called a call sheet, which is everybody who's involved on a daily basis on that day producing, there's hundreds of people who go into making one episode of a television program. A television commercial takes a lot of people to produce, and obviously a film such as Southside with You, which just premiered here a few months ago about Barack and Michelle Obama's first date, all filmed here in Chicago, all filmed actually in some of it in Lake County. Some of the scenes were up in Lake County. But, you know, so there's just really good opportunities. We've got great film schools. DePaul is in the top 20. And the Columbia is here, Tribeca, Flashpoint, Northwestern. It's just we've got an amazing infrastructure in the education area for film and production, but also, you know, electricians and gaffers, and there's just so many skilled work sets and front office. Front office is very important, keeping the trains running on time, doing the accounting. When you think of it, it is a business, and all of the things that go into managing a business tenfold are part of a production.
Christine Dudley, Director of the Illinois Film Office, thank you so much for joining me here in studio on this traffic-challenged Sunday morning, and also for providing a little bit of bright spot from what we tend to hear about the Illinois
economy.
Thank
you for the opportunity, Rick. It really is an exciting time for Illinois in terms of, and we want to have more, and we hope to have more. We've got 9 shows on the filming here right now, so everybody tune into Fox and NBC and get on your streaming for Amazon and Netflix.
We'll be back with more right after this.